here today, and it is really the culmination of a huge, a long number of years of hard work and aspirations to bring this project to this point. And it's actually, it's not that long ago that we turned the first sod on this building, which was November 2013. And we have, we're now at a point in time where the building is already in active use, and it was well worth waiting for. I'm sure all the students would agree. It is absolutely state of the art, and that cannot be emphasized enough. I visited the new NIT Sports Lab Human Service when it was just up and running in early January, last January, and was given a demonstration of all the equipment and the indoor, the 60-meter indoor running track, which is 60 meters straight, and don't worry, there is a runoff point, so you don't actually hit the wall. It's incredible how it's designed, and there are huge applications for sports, the strength and conditioning, for training, for coaching, but also in other sectors such as health and well-being, rehabilitation after injury. And we had a very inspiring talk by Porter Carrington just before we came back in the building. And he was talking about the significance of obviously of sports strength and conditioning and what it meant and how it contributed to his career as a professional golfer, and how he's managed to stay at the top of his game for so long, and partially certainly that is due to the time and effort made in the strength and conditioning training. But also he balanced that by saying you also need to be careful not to do overtraining, and it's part of the jigsaw puzzle that makes for a successful career as a sports person. But it needs to be in balance. And he was incredibly inspiring, and I think this facility will really help to bring literally hundreds of students on a sports strength and conditioning program in the door, through the program, and to give them the facilities and the state-of-the-art equipment, as well as absolutely excellent staff in our partnership between NIT and St Anta College, to bring them to their qualification. So it's a very impressive facility. I'm sure you'll get a chance to have a walk around. So again, just looking back over the last 3 to 4 years, 2011 was the first day, 1st September 2011 was the first day that the Tipperary Institute became part of NIT. So this campus overnight became NIT Thurles. And in those days, we maybe had around 400 students, and we're now up to about 800. And sports strength and conditioning is one of the mainstays, one of the very innovative programs, as well as one or two other programs that are clearly very, very successful too. We are attracting students from right around the country. And I don't think it will be long before this sports strength and conditioning program will be emulating our School of Art and Design in attracting students from every single county of Ireland and beyond. We also have a blended learning master's in strength and conditioning, which is truly international. We have Marcus Warren on that program. We have a cricket coach from Pakistan on that program. So this place will go far. It literally will go far. And there are also huge opportunities for the community for working with sporting bodies in Tipperary in partnership to make sure that we all make the most of this facility. It has been a huge investment. And again, going back to 2011, when the Tipperary, the Thurles campus and the Commonwealth campus became part of NIT, there was some funding available for capital development, and we had to make choices. And we said, let's make sure that we invest this capital funding wisely and make sure we invest it in programs, facilities that have real potential, that will have a big impact. And I think you will all agree that is what this facility will have. Before I hand back to our master ceremonies, I need to thank a few people, because this has been a major collaborative effort. And I'll start with our estates team and all the people involved in the design and the delivery of this facility. Our estates manager, Alton Gogarty, BDP, Carlos Figuera, and Michael Mullen, with Acom, North Stapleton, and Conor McGreaty, and then with Manning Construction, Joe Boland, and Pat O'Carr. So I'd like to thank all of you for all your inputs and hard work in this entire project. And I would also like to thank, in particular, the Sports Strength and Conditioning Programme team, and that's obviously including some of the programme team members who were originally and still are involved with St Anta College. Again, it is a partnership, your input and enthusiasm and patience, especially, because this was a long time coming, but once it's there, all the waiting is soon forgotten. So I'd like to thank you for all your input into the project. And then I'd like to thank the school management, the faculty management team, Donica McNamara, head of faculty, Moya Green has already been mentioned, and James Collins, who is now the head of department of the Department of Sports and Finance, which is the department that is the home for the sports strength conditioning program. I think looking at future prospects, there will be major opportunities to look at perhaps developing a suite of programs, as well as the sports strength conditioning program that will be able to use this facility. There may be opportunities to work with our business programs that are also based here in Thurles, our IT programs that are based here in Thurles. I'm sure we can come up with very imaginative ways in which we can develop additional new programs that will make a huge contribution to not only the world of sport, but to our wider society and community. And let me not forget, we're also starting a new program in applied social care, and clearly there will be huge synergies potentially between the social care programs and occupational work that's done there and the sports side of things here in this facility. So I think I'll stop there. You might have got, I'm very enthusiastic about this. It's absolutely brilliant. So congratulations to all who made this a success, and I hope you all enjoy using the facility. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great to be here on such a fantastic day. President of LIT, Maria, Donica, special guest, Padraig Harrington, Mayor of County Tipperary, Michael Fitzgerald, deputies, councillors, public reps of all kinds, also friends, business people from around the area, and particularly students. It's great to be here today. Also want to welcome John Burnett, County Manager of Tipperary County Council, who just arrived as well. It's fantastic to be here. It's fantastic to have one of Ireland's greatest ever sports people here with us today, and Padraig Harrington, somebody we're all very proud of. I had the good fortune a couple of years ago to have dinner with Padraig, and it was kind of like a bucket list dinner. Sitting at the table was former President of the United States, Bill Clinton, was one of Ireland's greatest poets, Seamus Heaney as well. So it's kind of one of these questions you're asked, who would you like to have dinner with before you pass away? Well, I've kind of already done it, because we just spoke about it earlier on, I don't think I'm going to get a list like that again too often. So it was a fantastic evening, and he's an absolute gentleman and somebody we're very proud of. So it's great to be here in Thurles on this special day. It's a day I've been looking forward to for some time. It's a project that collectively a lot of people have worked on, and it's great to be launching the Sports Lab here, and I'm happy to have helped out along the way with capital funding and other components to get this off the ground and to get it in place in very quick fashion, by the way, and everyone needs to be congratulated about that. The level of speed at which this facility was turned around was something else. I was here a week ago messing about with some equipment and talking to lads who are students here, and they're all absolutely in love with the place, to be frank. It's safe to say that it is a fantastic facility, and the impact it's had on their activities, their student activities, their careers is going to be phenomenal. Strength and conditioning is a hugely important area, and it's getting more important all the time. It's important in relation to preparing athletes for the future, risk assessment, recovery. But it's also very important from a well-being point of view, and I suppose this is something that needs to be re-emphasised. Creating well-being in society and using a facility like this to achieve that. But also in the whole area of sport, creating that extra edge for athletes, facilitating and having a facility like this to facilitate them to develop that extra edge in their own sport is something that's quite unique, and it is going to be quite a unique facility here we have